Chapter 5. Another man, as the disappearing skirts of the ladies ascended the veneering staircase, Mortimer, following them forth from the dining room, turned into a library of brand new books, in brand new bindings liberally gilded, and requested to see the messenger who had brought the paper. He was a boy of about 15. Mortimer looked at the boy, and the boy looked at the brand new pilgrims on the wall, going to Canterbury in more gold frame than procession, and more carving than country. Whose writing is this? Apostrophe, apostrophe, mine, sir. Apostrophe, who told you to write it? Apostrophe, apostrophe, my father, Jesse Hexham. Apostrophe, is it he who found the body? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, sir. Apostrophe, what is your father? Apostrophe, apostrophe, the boy hesitated, looked reproachfully at the pilgrims, as if they had involved him in a little difficulty, then said, folding a plate in the right leg of his trousers, he gets his living along shore. Apostrophe, is it far? Apostrophe, apostrophe, is which far? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked the boy, upon his guard, and again upon the road to Canterbury. To your father's? Apostrophe, apostrophe, it's a goodish stretch, sir. I come up in a cab, and the cab's waiting to be paid. We could go back in it before you paid it, if you liked. I went first to your office, according to the direction of the papers found in the pockets, and there I see nobody but a chap of about my age who sent me on here. Apostrophe, there was a curious mixture in the boy, of uncompleted savagery, and uncompleted civilization. His voice was hoarse and coarse, and his face was coarse, and his stunted figure was coarse, but he was cleaner than other boys of his type. And his writing, though large and round, was good, and he glanced at the backs of the books, with an awakened curiosity, that went below the binding. No one who can read, ever looks at a book, even unopened on the shelf, like one who cannot. Were any means taken, do you know, boy, to ascertain if it was possible to restore life? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mortimer inquired, as he sought for his hat. You wouldn't ask, sir, if you knew his state. Pharaoh's multitude that were drowned in the Red Sea ain't more beyond restoring to life. If Lazarus was only half as far gone, that was the greatest of all the miracles. Apostrophe, halloa. Apostrophe, apostrophe, cried Mortimer, turning round with his hat upon his head. You seem to be at home in the Red Sea, my young friend. Apostrophe, apostrophe, read of it with teacher at the school, apostrophe, said the boy. And Lazarus? Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes, and him too. But don't you tell my father. We should have no peace in our place, if that got touched upon. It's my sister's contriving. Apostrophe, you seem to have a good sister. Apostrophe, she ain't half bad, apostrophe, said the boy. But if she knows her letters, it's the most she does and them I learned her. Apostrophe, the gloomy Eugene, with his hands in his pockets, had strolled in and assisted at the latter part of the dialogue. When the boy spoke these words slightingly of his sister, he took him roughly enough by the chin, and turned up his face to look at it. Well, I'm sure, sir. Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the boy, resisting. I hope you'll know me again. Apostrophe, Eugene vouchsafed no answer, but made the proposal to Mortimer, I'll go with you, if you like. Apostrophe, apostrophe, so, they all three went away together in the vehicle that had brought the boy, the two friends, once boys together at a public school, inside, smoking cigars, the messenger on the box beside the driver. Let me see, apostrophe, said Mortimer, as they went along. I have been, Eugene, upon the honorable roll of solicitors of the High Court of Chancery, and attorneys at common law, 5 years, and except gratuitously taking instructions, on an average once a fortnight, for the will of Lady Tippins who has nothing to leave. I have had no scrap of business, but this romantic business. Apostrophe, and I, apostrophe, said Eugene, apostrophe, have been, called 7 years, and have had no business at all, and never shall have any. And if I had, I shouldn't know how to do it. Apostrophe, I am far from being clear, as to the last particular, apostrophe returned Mortimer, with great composure, that I have much advantage over you. Apostrophe, I hate, apostrophe said Eugene, putting his legs upon the opposite seat, I hate my profession. Apostrophe, shall I incommode you, if I put mine up too? Apostrophe, returned Mortimer. Thank you. I hate mine. Apostrophe, it was forced upon me, apostrophe said the gloomy Eugene, because it was understood that we wanted a barrister in the family. We have got a precious one. Apostrophe, it was forced upon me, apostrophe said Mortimer, because it was understood that we wanted a solicitor in the family. And we have got a precious one. Apostrophe, there are four of us, with our names painted on a doorpost in right of one black hole called a set of chambers, apostrophe said Eugene, and each of us has the fourth of a clerk Kasim Baba, in the robber's cave, and Kasim is the only respectable member of the party. Apostrophe, I am one by myself, one, apostrophe said Mortimer, high up an awful staircase commanding a burial ground, and I have a whole clerk to myself, and he has nothing to do but look at the burial ground, and what he will turn out when arrived at maturity, I cannot conceive. Whether, in that shabby rook's nest, he is always plotting wisdom, or plotting murder, whether he will grow up, after so much solitary brooding, to enlighten his fellow creatures, or to poison them, is the only speck of interest that presents itself to my professional view. Will you give me a light? Thank you. Apostrophe, then idiots talk, apostrophe said Eugene, leaning back, folding his arms, smoking with his eyes shut, and speaking slightly through his nose, of energy. If there is a word in the dictionary under any letter from A to Z that I abominate, it is energy. It is such a conventional superstition, such parrot gabble. What the deuce? Am I to rush out into the street, collar the first man of a wealthy appearance that I meet, shake him, and say, go to law upon the spot, you dog, and retain me, or I'll be the death of you. Yet that would be energy. Apostrophe, precisely my view of the case, Eugene. But show me a good opportunity, show me something really worth being energetic about, and I'll show you energy. Apostrophe, and so will I, apostrophe said Eugene. And it is likely enough that 10,000 other young men, within the limits of the London post office town delivery, made the same hopeful remark in the course of the same evening. The wheels rolled on, and rolled down by the Monument, and by the Tower, and by the Docks, down by Ratcliffe, and by Rotherhithe, down by where accumulated scum of humanity seemed to be washed from higher grounds, like so much moral sewage, and to be pausing until its own weight forced it over the bank, and sunk it in the river. In and out among vessels that seemed to have got ashore, and houses that seemed to have got afloat among bowsprits staring into windows, and windows staring into ships, the wheels rolled on, until they stopped at a dark corner, river washed and otherwise not washed at all, where the boy alighted, and opened the door. You must walk the rest, sir, it's not many yards. Apostrophe he spoke in the singular number, to the express exclusion of Eugene. This is a confoundedly out-of-the-way place, apostrophe said Mortimer, slipping over the stones and refuse on the shore, as the boy turned the corner sharp. Here's my father's, sir, where the light is. Apostrophe, the low building had the look of having once been a mill. There was a rotten wart of wood upon its forehead, that seemed to indicate where the sails had been, but the hole was very indistinctly seen in the obscurity of the night. The boy lifted the latch of the door, and they passed at once into a low circular room, where a man stood before a red fire, looking down into it, and a girl sat engaged in needlework. The fire was in a rusty brazier, not fitted to the hearth, and a common lamp, shaped like a hyacinth root, smoked and flared in the neck of a stone bottle on the table. There was a wooden bunker berth in a corner, and in another corner a wooden stair leading above so clumsy and steep that it was little better than a ladder. Two or three old skulls and doors stood against the wall, and against another part of the wall was a small dresser, making a spare show of the commonest articles of crockery and cooking vessels. The roof of the room was not plastered, but was formed of the flooring of the room above. This, being very old, knotted, seamed, and beamed, gave a lowering aspect to the chamber, and roof, and walls, and floor, alike abounding in old smears of flour, red lead, or some such stain which it had probably acquired in warehousing, and damp, alike had a look of decomposition. The gentleman, father, apostrophe, the figure at the red fire turned, raised its ruffled head, and looked like a bird of prey. Your Mortimer Lightwood Esquire, are you, sir? Apostrophe, apostrophe, Mortimer Lightwood is my name. What you found, apostrophe, said Mortimer, glancing rather shrinkingly towards the bunk, is it here? Apostrophe, apostrophe, tain't not to say here, but it's close by. I do everything reglar. I've give notice of the circumstance to the police, and the police have took possession of it. No time ain't been lost, on any hand. The police have put in two print already, and here's what the print says of it. Apostrophe, taking up the bottle with the lamp in it, he held it near a paper on the wall, with the police heading, Body Found. The two friends read the handbill as it stuck against the wall, and Gaffer read them as he held the light. Only papers on the unfortunate man, I see, apostrophe, said Lightwood, glancing from the description of what was found, to the finder. Only papers. Apostrophe, here the girl arose with her work in her hand, and went out at the door. No money, apostrophe, pursued Mortimer, but threepence in one of the skirt pockets. Apostrophe, three. Penny. Pieces, apostrophe, said Gaffer Hexam, in as many sentences. The trousers pockets empty, and turned inside out. Apostrophe, Gaffer Hexam nodded. But that's common. Whether it's the wash of the tide or no, I can't say. Now, here, apostrophe, moving the light to another similar placard, his pockets was found empty, and turned inside out. And here, apostrophe, moving the light to another, her pocket was found empty, and turned inside out. And so was this one's. And so was that one's. I can't read, nor I don't want to it, for I know 'em by their places on the wall. This one was a sailor, with two anchors and a flag and GFT on his arm. Look and see if he warned. Apostrophe, quite right. Apostrophe, this one was the young woman in gray boots, and her linen marked with a cross. Look and see if she warned. Apostrophe, quite right. Apostrophe, this is him as had a nasty cut over the eye. This is them two young sisters, what tied themselves together with a handkercher. This the drunken old chap, in a pair of list slippers and a nightcap, what had offered it afterwards come out to make a hole in the water for a quartern of rum stood aforehand, and kept to his word for the first and last time in his life. They pretty well papers the room, you see, but I know 'em all. I'm scholar enough. Apostrophe, he waved the light over the hole, as if to typify the light of his scholarly intelligence, and then put it down on the table, and stood behind it looking intently at his visitors. He had the special peculiarity of some birds of prey, that when he knitted his brow, his ruffled crest stood highest. You did not find all these yourself, did you? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Eugene. To which the bird of prey slowly rejoined, and what might your name be now? Apostrophe, apostrophe, this is my friend, apostrophe, Mortimer Lightwood interposed, Mr. Eugene Rayburn. Apostrophe, Mr. Eugene Rayburn, is it? And what might Mr. Eugene Rayburn have asked of me? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I asked you, simply, if you found all these yourself? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I answer you, simply, most on them. Apostrophe, do you suppose there has been much violence and robbery, beforehand, among these cases? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I don't suppose at all about it, apostrophe, returned Gaffer. I ain't one of the supposing sort. If you got your living to haul out of the river every day of your life, you mightn't be much given to supposing. Am I to show the way? Apostrophe, apostrophe, as he opened the door, in pursuance of a nod from Lightwood, an extremely pale and disturbed face appeared in the doorway, the face of a man much agitated. A body missing? Apostrophe, apostrophe, asked Gaffer Hexam, stopping short, or a body found? Which? Apostrophe, I am lost. Apostrophe, apostrophe, replied the man, in a hurried and an eager manner. Lost? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I am a stranger, and don't know the way. I want to find the Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.